This tweet was from at Sage Boggs, and he goes, okay, buckle up. I want to talk to you about Triscuit. And he's got a picture of a box of Triscuits on here.
This is something that you learned on quarantine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, these are all random ass things. These are not things that are going to enhance your life in any way, shape, or form. It's just information that is now in your head, and good luck to you now.
Love it.
Okay.
We're not here to preach today.
No. Hello, welcome back to Should They Don't Tell You. I'm Nikki Limo.
Iceman checking in.
Oh my God. The Iceman doesn't leave during times of a national pandemic or an international pandemic.
This is when I need to be Iceman the most.
Oh, you need to be the Iceman during
the most.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I was unaware. I'm sorry, Iceman.
Well, now you're aware.
All right. So this week's episode, I thought it would be interesting because we're all in isolation, right? We've all been social distancing ourselves. We've been quarantined to our homes, and my job is like mostly at home anyway.
Yes.
So I feel like my life hasn't changed that much. The only thing that's been different is like instead of going out to the store or like leaving my house to do anything, I just have been on social media a lot more. Like my screen time has risen. My phone's yelling at me because it's like your screen time has been up like 80%.
Oh, you should turn
that
setting off.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's like judging me.
I would turn that off.
I don't need that judgment right now.
I don't need
but
it.
The fascinating part is because there's so many people that aren't normally online that are online right now, and people are bored out of their minds, they've been posting shit that's like the randomest shit, and they've been deep diving in some shit, and I just find myself getting lost in these random deep dives that people are doing.
Like
and
what?
So I thought I would share some of them with
Please.
You. This is the randomest shit that I have learned during quarantine just on my random breaks from editing and work.
Okay.
Okay. So the first thing, are you ready, Iceman?
Checking in.
Jesus. What do you think of when you think of the color green, besides your
last name?
Besides your last name, I said.
I think my wife's last name.
Stop.
What do I think about when I think of the color green? I think of Ireland, usually.
Okay, that's the first thing. Like, what do you think about, like, what do you think about, like, energetically?
Energetically?
Yeah.
I think about creepy haunted houses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
See, I would think, initially, I would think, like, luck or money.
Right.
Right? But actually, you're more on track. Okay. So,
well, I'm also, full disclosure, I'm currently writing a haunted house movie, so that's probably why.
Okay, there's a few things that I have associated to the color green that are on that track, but initially, if I'm like St. Patrick's Day, you know, gold coins and money and stuff and leprechauns, okay. So the color green, though, is associated with death in a lot of places, especially in Europe or in like Great Britain, because back in the day, back in the Victorian age, in 1814, a company called Schweinfurt, or a company in Schweinfurt, Germany, called the Wilhelm Dye and White Lead Company, developed a brand new green dye. Okay, it was brighter than most traditional green dyes. It was bolder. It was amazing. Look, just a sight for your eyes.
What am I visualizing as far as
so
color green here?
It was so jewel-like that it became quickly called emerald green.
Emerald green.
Emerald
okay.
green. And women loved it. Largely because it was during this time that gaslighting rather than candlelight was being introduced. So when women went out to parties at night, the rooms were considerably brighter than they had been a few decades before. So these partygoers wanted to make sure they were wearing gowns that just stood out boldly. It was like the Met Gala of your town.
Oh, the
like,
Met Gala.
Yeah, the Met Gala.
So relatable.
Of your town in the 1800s.
And when you say gaslighting, too, I think about the current modern day
right,
term.
Right,
of
right,
right.
Well, that do you know why
there's no point in gaslight anymore.
Right, but do you know why that term happened?
No.
It was because like men would accuse their wives of leaving the gaslight on.
You're kidding.
When they left it on.
This is an older term. I thought this was the newest term ever of all
time.
No,
it just became more popular now. It's like trendy now to say it. But yeah, that's where it originated from. Was like,
so wait, husbands are accusing their wives of leaving the gaslight on when they left it on?
Yeah, like and they made them feel crazy, that kind of thing.
That's probably the best analogy for gaslighting that I've heard. Because every other analogy I hear for gaslighting just twists my brain up.
What have you heard?
Just like what it is, like that somebody accuses you of doing something that you're doing, basically, right?
Yeah.
But I always twist my brain up when they're actually describing it, because I'm always like... Mm.
Or they try to make it seem like that thing never happened.
Right, exactly.
Like that was never on.
Right.
Gaslight was never on.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's got the two meanings that I get confused
with. Right, right. Okay, so anyway, this bright, amazing color green.
Beautiful color green.
That no one had seen before. Okay. They were just fucking blown away. Everybody was losing their goddamn minds. They're like, I am so beautiful. I'm a goddess. I'm a god in this color.
I mean, it was 1840. They didn't have a lot to be excited
1814.
About. 1814. 1814. Yeah,
yeah, it was the turn of the century. Okay, so I got a lot of this information from rack.com.
They're still finding new colors back then.
Yeah, I mean.
That's crazy.
And they just like think of like the dullest, like everything's being made out of like, like whatever linen bags and like you think of like coffee bean bags. I think
of
like those like the burlap sacks.
A lot of browns, a lot of wood.
A lot of brown and yeah, like dull earth tones. Nothing that complements your skin tone and makes you really pop. You know,
they couldn't even begin to think like that.
No, so this was like insane. This was like you're going to a rave.
Okay.
Now, like you'd never seen a glow in the dark thing before. Okay, so. Anyway, people started wearing this color because they loved it. People also began using it for wallpaper and carpeting. Victorian Britain was said to be bathed in green. While you were talking over me, I was mentioning that I got all of this info from rack.com. So I wanted to cite my sources here. But unfortunately, the reason the dye was so striking is what made it green was this arsenic. And this is a topic that Allison Matthews David covers extensively in a book called Fashion Victims, The Dangers of Dress Past and Present. But the effects of arsenic exposure are horrific. In addition to being deadly, it produces ulcers all over the skin. Those who come into close contact with it might develop scabs and sores wherever it touched. It can also make your hair fall out and can cause people to vomit blood before shutting down their livers and
kidneys. So this is one thing that you learned during quarantine is that this color green used to fuck people up.
Yeah, but it was so beautiful. It was so, so...
I got that. You talked about that for 4 minutes.
But okay, I want to keep talking about it.
Oh,
so,
my Lord.
So, even though this was obviously unpleasant for women who wore green apparel, in 1871, for example, a lady who purchased a box of green-colored gloves at a well-known and respectable house was horrified to find that her hands broke out into blisters after putting them on. Unless the dye was sealed, sweaty palms could also cause the dye to run onto the wearer's skin. In other accounts from this era, they talk about babies dying in their nurseries after playing on green carpets or rubbing up against green wallpaper. One foreign dignitary even told the Queen Victoria that the green wallpaper in Buckingham Palace had made him ill.
What were the Yelp reviews for the paint back then?
So beautiful.
They were good?
The most beautiful green you have ever laid your eyes on. Yeah, it causes a few deaths, but I still rate it 4 out of 5 stars.
Wow, so it's getting a lot of 4 stars?
Yeah.
4 stars, oh, yeah. 5 stars?
Wow. And then if you think that was bad, so then there's the people that were working in the factories who were like using it every single day. They were, because the first things that I was talking about were just people that touched it. These people are working in the factories using it all the time. Matilda Schurer, a 19-year-old woman who applied the arsenic green dye to fake flowers, died in a way that horrified the populace in 1861. She threw up green vomit, the whites of her eyes turned green, and when she died, she claimed that everything she looked at was green. And when people began investigating such workshops, they found other women in similar distress, like the one who kept on working with green until her face was one mass of sores.
Jesus, man.
Yeah, but they kept working on it. Like, no one at any point was like, maybe we should stop using this dye.
Because it's so sick.
They were like, yeah, this is so sick. And the public was like, you must continue to make this dye.
Right. It's in demand.
Yeah, and the doctors knew this was happening, too. They began talking about the great deal of slow poisoning going on in Great Britain as early as 1857. And before long, illustrations were being run in newspapers depicting skeletons dancing in green dresses. The Times pondered, following a case where arsenic poisoning was spreading through socks, what manufactured article in these days of high-pressure civilization can possibly be trusted if socks may be dangerous?
Wowza.
I mean, like, nowhere in the article were they like, hey, maybe just stop buying the green ones.
Right.
They were just like, what, we can't buy socks anymore? What has this world come to?
That's wild.
Yeah. So yeah, they had pretty killer fashion.
Oh my Lord.
Hey, we've been quarantined. Listen, these are the jokes you're getting. Maybe not the jokes you deserve, but they're the ones you're getting.
True.
So you would think that these stories would have caused people to immediately stop wearing the color. But, of course, they didn't. Because if we've learned nothing from this whole pandemic is that people are assholes. Like, the majority of people are
toilet paper
assholes.
Buying assholes.
Yes,
man. Toilet paper is the fucking most essential ingredient to any person's wellness, apparently.
So this color was so huge in the industry. Like,
I got it. Stop saying that. Can you stop saying that?
I need you to know.
No, I'm serious. You're actually driving me nuts with it.
Jesus. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, wow. I'm just quoting from rack.com.
Well, they're very repetitive.
Okay. Well, they just really want you to know that, like,
it's a beautiful color.
Because our logical minds are going to be like, well, just stop wearing that color. But, and you're like, why didn't they? And it's because mass populace was enraptured in this color.
Apparently.
Do you love your last name yet?
I do love my last name.
Well, am I allowed to talk about it? Because, like, you. Because yeah. I think it's a beautiful last name.
You can talk about it. No, it's great.
Okay.
It's wonderful.
Okay, so the production of color was huge. So for years, some people were willing to put up with these grotesque deaths if the alternative was muted shades, or as one proponent of green dye described them, abominable grays, hideous browns, and dreadful yellows. So some people try to tell themselves they'd be safe provided they do not lick the fabric or wallpaper, which was unfortunately not true. At all. They still died.
Well, yeah.
They still died.
Good Lord.
Others claimed that the doctors were simply lying because some people just always believe that science is not real.
True.
So all this in spite of the fact that every Victorian household probably had a jar of arsenic to poison rats. So they knew that arsenic was poison, but they were like, yeah, but fashion. So this backlash meant it took till 1895 for regulations to be put in place regulating conditions in factories where workers would be exposed to arsenic. But fortunately by then, in absence of government intervention, the people of Britain had used the power of their pocketbooks to demand alternatives to the arsenic-based dye. Thank goodness they did. So they were able to create the color without using arsenic.
How about that?
But before this regulation was put in place.
Crazy.
Like, it took from 1814 to 1895 for them to stop making this color green with all these people dying. Like, almost 100 years.
That's crazy.
Like, 80 years.
It's wild.
I think I just blew my mind. So today, to this day, green dye has a bad reputation among seamstresses. Women who work with fabrics that Chanel believe is linked to bad luck. And fortunately, the green dye in our clothes is no longer made with arsenic.
Hey, three cheers to that. Hip, hip, hooray.
So anyway, that was the initial thing that I had found. First, the way I found it was from a TikTok. Someone was painting a green witch painting. And
so this is where this came from. You went down a fucking rabbit hole from watching somebody's TikTok.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I'll
be like, I'm going on social media for 30 minutes and then it becomes 5 hours because I'm like, well, I got to know more about this.
I'm not like that.
I know. We're very different breeds of people. Yeah. You go, I'm going to play video games now.
No, or what have you been doing? You've been playing that Animal
Crossing.
No,
I've been like, well, I've been forcing myself to do something leisurely that's not like work related.
Animal Crossing has been pretty sick, I will say.
Yeah, but even that feels like work. I'm gathering fish. I'm productive. I'm earning money in that game. And then I'm buying things that help me earn more money.
You also have a lot of loans.
I do.
You haven't paid off your house
yet. Because
I
got a sick house. No, I did pay it off. I paid it off yesterday. And then I got an extension on my house, so I'm in more debt because what's the point of living if you're not constantly buying?
That makes a lot of sense.
You know? So anyway, so I wanted to talk. So first of all, that TikTok led me to like have to look more into this subject. But then it like a bunch of other things started clicking because, one, I thought of Wizard of Oz about how like the Emerald City and like the Wicked Witch is green.
Of course.
So that's like linked to evil and killing. That was a side thought. But the other thought I had was green in numerology. You know how I do my weird ass numerology stuff where mm-hmm. I wear like different colors every day? Well, green is linked to the number 4. And 4 in a lot of Chinese cultures, a lot of Asian cultures, China, not just China, Korea, Japan, Taiwan, the number 4 is considered unlucky and it's linked to death as well because in Mandarin, or is it Mandarin or, you know, Cantonese. In Cantonese, the word for 4 is the same word for death. So wow. Like if you go over to a lot of these countries and you go into an elevator, there won't be a 4th floor. Well, there won't be a number 4.
Right.
It goes from like the 3rd floor to the 5th floor.
It's like R13.
Yeah. They exactly. But it's way more weighty. Like it like it's so ingrained in the culture that like the number 13, we're like, ooh, unlucky, and like Friday the 13th, right? But we don't.
No. We have whole floors in hotels that they don't even call it the 413.
Because of investors from other places.
I'm sure.
But no.
We also do not like 13.
No. Let me get into this. In Asian cultures, like there's like a lot of, like they won't even have a number 4 in any addresses. Like it completely changes a lot of businesses. Mm-hmm. Like they will not have the number 4.
Wow, 4 gets so much hate over there.
Yeah. In Beijing, it's not even possible to get a vehicle license plate that has a number 4 on it. In Singapore, a luxury car maker had to change the name of Alfa Romeo model 144 because citizens were scared to buy it. It's the same reason Nokia phone models don't start with a number 4. Like, nothing in Asia likes to be associated with 4 at all. Yeah, in Chinese culture, I already went over this, the word for the number 4 sounds like the word for death. And then in Japan and Korea, the word for 4 and the word for death are exactly the same. And then furthermore, in Japan, 49 is an unlucky number because it sounds like words that mean pain until death. The fear of the number 4 is known as tetraphobia and is considered way more serious in Asian cultures than Westerners' propensity to think the number 13 is unlucky.
Hmm.
Yeah. Even like corporate phone numbers, product serial numbers, and office addresses are completely cleansed of the number 4 if a business hopes to succeed.
Damn.
It's a fact of life.
Because people just won't buy from it.
Yeah.
It's unlucky. And yeah, that will bring unluck into their lives, perhaps. Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing I was reading about, like if you get into like feng shui or whatever, like there's some superstitions that addresses with the number 4 have water problems and they have ghosts.
I can see the second part. I don't get the first part.
I don't get the first part either. Well, yeah. There's other stories of like ghosts being linked to waters, like that. That's how they travel. Like in places with creeks, rivers.
Ghosts travel. They swim
through water.
No, they don't
swim. They just are in the water. I don't know.
Do you think they do the breaststroke?
I don't think so. I think they just osmosis into there.
Mm. Can you imagine a ghost doggy paddling their way over to you?
No, I can't.
Yeah.
I don't think they have arms.
Ghosts have arms? What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know.
Do you know anything about ghosts at all?
I'm picturing the ones with the like, woo, like in Halloween, like just like Halloween cartoons.
Well, yeah, those are blobby ghosts.
Yeah, the blobby ghosts.
Yeah, but that's a different kind of ghost. It's a different species.
Okay, well, that's what I was thinking.
I'm thinking of the humanoid species
like
of ghosts.
Like you're thinking the Civil War ghosts?
Two arms and two legs, exactly. And a decrepit old expression on their face.
Apparitions?
Yeah.
Of actual humans?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I guess they could swim, or they. I pictured them being way more creepy though, and just kind of floating with like their eyes just above the water like this.
See, that'd be cool.
To you,
that'd be scary.
Yeah,
but yeah, definitely. I mean, I did not know ghosts could swim, but there are all kinds of different ghosts.
They travel through the pipes.
What?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, stop picturing
like
them swimming.
They flush themselves down the toilet.
Remember, like a lot of people like get attacked in showers in scary movies.
Yeah, but
like
not by ghosts.
The ghost. No, a lot of like watch the ghost shows.
Really?
They're like, yeah, like the shower curtain just like wrapped around me, and I got claws. Something scratched my back.
Are you telling me when I was a kid and my toilet would randomly flush itself? It's a ghost flushing itself into somebody else's house.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know your
or
life.
Flushing itself through the pipe system, and then it's got to go into the septic tank, and then it's got to go like through all the city pipes and shit.
This was just some shit I was reading. I've never experienced anything of the sort.
Did you know that some ghosts have dogs, but some ghosts are also cat people?
Wait, some ghosts have dogs, or there's dog ghosts?
Okay, Jesus, I have to slow this down for you.
Yeah, please.
So yeah, some ghosts have ghost dogs, but then some ghosts don't really like having
ghost
dogs.
Were they buried together or?
Yeah.
Oh.
But or well it's their best friend. But then some ghosts, they don't like all the responsibility that comes with ghost dogs, and so they like cats.
I heard sometimes they return the ghost dog back to the shelter.
That's happened.
After like having it for a few months, and that's really sad.
Well, it's stressful. It can be very stressful. But then it's also stressful for the dog who's got to go back to the shelter, and it's a ghost.
And it's stressful to the ghost shelter workers.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, they're the unsung heroes in our society. But of course, right now, ghost shelters are all shut down because of the coronavirus.
Right. Well, no one wants to be dying twice.
No.
Okay. So the thing that I thought about related to this green thing is every time I used to watch those haunted shows, every single time, the house had green walls.
Always.
I remember pointing this out to you.
Yeah.
I was like,
you did.
Why don't they just paint their house a different color? Every single every episode.
Every ghost show.
Every ghost show and every haunted thing ever. They have green walls.
Especially on the Travel America channel, which seems to be obsessed with ghosts.
Obsessed.
They don't even run anything else.
The reason I watch so many ghost shows, P.S. by the way, is my mom is obsessed with these shows.
Shout out.
All she has playing anytime I go to her house.
Anytime. When ghosts attack.
Like, my whole life. And when she's not playing that, she's playing Twilight Zone. She likes creepy ass shit.
Creepy shit.
She always took us to like supposed haunted places when I was a kid, and I'd be freaked out of my fucking mind. Nope. I hated that. I don't want to see a ghost. I don't know if they're real, but I don't want to see one. If they are real, I am so good with not ever seeing one. But she is obsessed and cannot wait to see a ghost.
My favorite are the stories where the guys, they sit there with the stoic faces, right? And we watch, like, you know, I got attacked by a ghost or whatever.
Yeah.
And the guys are sitting there with very solemn looks on their face, and they're like, yeah, and then the ghost reached down between my legs, and you're like, what the fuck, man?
I think you're thinking of the alien ones.
No. They're ghost ones, too.
There's ghost pedophiles? Ghosts
grab people, yeah.
Ghost sexual assaulters?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, shit.
That's the thing.
That reminds me of like that scary movie, you know, the parody, the scary movies where the ghost comes on her onto the ceiling.
That was tight. It was a great shot.
I guess.
Well, it was great. I don't know how the shot.
It's very iconic.
Yeah, iconic imagery.
Very iconic. But yeah, so makes you think twice about having your last name
not
be green,
all.
Doesn't it?
Not even for one
good
second.
Thing you added to the E to the end.
Good thing.
I think that's why your ancestors did that. They're like, we got to protect ourselves.
That could be. You know what? I would never drive a green car. How about that?
Why not?
I don't think I would.
What?
No, I don't think it's
almost.
For me.
Why didn't you stop me like 6 years ago when I was test driving a green Mini Cooper?
I like that color green. So that's the dark green.
Yeah, yeah.
Dark green's cool.
Oh, you're talking about emerald.
Yeah.
Well, emerald is
lime
like
green, emerald green, any of that neon green.
Like that color of that pause button.
Color of the pause button is perfect on our clock we have in the room, in the studio.
It's like an exit sign green.
It is. It's very bright. Yeah, like a ghost sign green. I don't like any of that stuff.
Oh, in Ghostbusters, that one ghost Slimer, was green.
It's a beautiful green.
I remember I used to watch Ghostbusters all the time when I was a kid, and we also had this TV that when you turned it off, it was like, you know, an old 80s TV, and when you turn it off, there was just a green dot in the middle. Did you guys have that?
Yeah, of course.
All right, and I always thought it was that ghost.
Oh, no shit.
I always thought it was Slimer.
That's funny.
Yeah. Slimer's. I was like, he's trapped in there.
Dude, I was obsessed with Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
I probably watched it more times than you guaranteed.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You don't shut up about it.
I love
There's three movies that Steve won't shut up about. It's Big Lebowski, Ghostbusters, and Flight. Those three movies, Steve will never shut up about them.
Well, there's a reason why I like Flight.
Why?
I don't think you really want me to get into it, do you?
Yeah, I think I do. I mean, I've heard almost every single Flight thing you've ever had to say.
It's a fucking
but...
brilliant movie, dude. Robert Zemeckis.
Okay, so what makes that one different than the other two?
Denzel Washington, my favorite actor. Okay, so Ghostbusters, first of all, is just an incredible movie all around because I think that the type of comedy that they do in that movie is so goddamn good. Like, it really isn't set up punchline, like which is not my favorite kind of comedy anyway. Like, when I'm watching movies and stuff, I don't like set up punchline jokes like that. I like act commentary about things that are happening as they're happening. Like, I like that stuff, so that's sort of how my writing is too. But Ghostbusters, that's very dry, very sarcastic. Like, Bill Murray basically like took that whole script and put it into a fucking shredder. I've read the Ghostbusters script.
Yeah.
And it was not funny.
Not good.
Not funny.
Well, what did you think about the new one?
Oh, it's horrible. The girl one?
Yeah, do you think that script was similar to the original Ghostbusters?
No, it didn't even know the type of comedy Ghostbusters was doing. That's what I'm saying. Like, it wasn't done by people who even cared about what the original one was, like, stylistically.
Right.
Like, tonally. So, yeah, I had doing fart jokes and, like, you know, that shit during a Ghostbusters movie?
Don't come at Urkel right now, because...
there's a lot of that kind of humor in it.
I feel attacked, because I...
Look, Urkel was great.
Yeah.
But if they did it at Urkel, if Urkel was in a Ghostbusters movie, it'd be weird.
Yeah, I know. But Urkel didn't ask to be put into this analogy.
Good point. Yeah, so no, so Flight's a great movie because Flight is about a guy who is an alcoholic.
Right.
And
And a cokehead.
And a cokehead. And the best part about the fucking movie is that if he had not done the coke, he probably wouldn't have been able to land the plane and safely save all the people.
Okay.
And I think that that's such a bold. I think it's fucking bold.
One time, a friend did a PowerPoint presentation party, and you put together like a PowerPoint presentation on anything. And I put together a presentation on the movie Flight, and I just reiterated Steve's talking points that he tells me over and over and over again. And I acted like I came up with all of them.
Yes.
And that's what I ended my PowerPoint presentation with.
It was really good. Yeah. It was very funny. Yeah, it was very funny.
Appreciate it. Everyone else just thought I was into the movie Flight.
True. Like, you were just roasting my fucking ass. It was a one-person roast.
Yeah.
And every single joke nobody got but me.
No, exactly. But you're the only one I care about.
I get
so.
It. Hey, same. Yeah, I did. My PowerPoint presentation was on the history of extremely backlit hair and how Michael Jackson's Pepsi commercial
was the peak.
It was the peak of backlit hair, and that's why they stopped backlighting hair in music videos.
Yeah, that was great.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that was fun.
Well, anyway, we're gonna take a break right now, and then when we come back, I'm gonna hit you up with two other things that I learned during this quarantine. Okay. Also, these are great movie recommendations if you're bored and you are like, "What
Big Lebowski
do I watch?"
Too, man. Big Lebowski is a great fucking movie, man. Mm-hmm. Check that one out. What's your favorite movie, Nikki?
Garden State.
That's right. Why is it Garden State?
Why not?
Why Garden
why
State?
Why do you always
why?
Fight me on this?
I'm
I don't fight you on your movies.
No, actually,
except for Heat.
Can I just say, I actually really like Garden State.
Thank you.
I just love clowning on you about
it. You just like that, you like joking about the trope of it.
I
like, there was a lot of tropes that happened after it, I feel like.
Yeah.
But because it was like so the epitome of an indie movie.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I liked the actors in it. And I like really liked the actors in it, all of the actors.
How come I never catch you watching that Garden State?
I don't really watch a lot of movies.
I've seen you watching that 8 Miles. But I never
Once,
seen you watching that Garden State. Well,
that was only to show you 8 Mile, but you had already seen Garden State.
True. Okay, that's a fair point. That's a very fair point. But you're not a movie person
who looks
to watch movies.
No, and I especially don't watch movies over and over and over again. Like I'd rather watch TV shows.
Right.
Honestly, like I don't know why I've always just gotten more attached to characters in TV shows.
Yeah, I love TV now because TV is so different than when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like I hated TV when I was a kid. Like most of it was not fun for me.
Yeah.
Like, other than like Family Matters and all that fun stuff.
Oh, now you're going to like Urkel? Great.
Yeah, I like
Urkel.
Okay,
cool.
No, I like Urkel, just not in a Ghostbusters movie.
Okay.
No, TV now is so fucking rich and deep.
It is.
And like.
That's why all these movie stars move to TV now.
Exactly, dude. That Ozark's coming back too, man.
Then we all canceled cable and then all these other services like started charging. You have to pay a monthly fee for every single service.
What a scam, right?
I'm
we
like,
used to pay
oh
$110
God.
For cable a month or whatever that
the, and we were like, oh, Netflix is only $12. Hell yeah, I'm switching to Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix is $12.
And
Hulu's
then
15.
It's like Hulu and then Amazon Prime and then
Disney
you gotta get
Plus.
HBO. You gotta get Disney Plus. And I'm like, it's the same amount as cable now.
Yep. Easily.
Yeah. And then we still got to buy cable when it's football season. Anyway.
Thank you.
I've been trying to take a break.
Do you think there's going
to
be football season this year?
I don't know.
I'm so scared.
I'm
Nikki.
Scared too. Or like if you know how basketball season has just been suspended? Like are they going to try to restart the season like during football season?
That's what I'm saying.
What are we going to do?
I'm scared.
We got to take a break.
Tom Brady, real quick. Tom Brady
what?
Is now a Buccaneer.
Oh my God.
Nobody cares, right?
No one cares.
Okay. But what if we never got to see Tom Brady throw one pass as a Buccaneer because the NFL season does not happen? Whoa. There's your fucking color green.
Hey, Green Bay Packers is my favorite team.
Oh, yeah, true. Sorry.
Thanks.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Bye. Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to, like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us. Like,
listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're, like, kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark W in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you for supporting the show.
Okay. We are back. And the second thing that I wanted to talk about is randomly, I stumbled upon a tweet. So this one comes from Twitter, not TikTok. And this tweet was from @SageBoggs. And he goes, okay, buckle up. I want to talk to you about Triscuit. And he's got a picture of a box of Triscuits on here.
This is something that you learned on quarantine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, these are all random ass things. These are not things that are going to enhance your life in any way, shape, or form. It's just information that is now in your head, and good luck to you now.
Love it.
Okay.
We're not here to preach today.
No. It's just like I got bombarded with this information and it has to be in my head. So now it has to be in your head.
Okay. Deal.
So here's the tweet. So the tweet is about Triscuits. Let me teach you some shit about Triscuits. He goes, several years ago, I was at a party, brag, and I spotted a box of Triscuits. I asked everyone, what does the word Triscuit mean? It's clearly based on the word biscuit, but what does the try mean? I'm great at parties. The consensus was that try means three, maybe three layers or three ingredients. No one knew for sure, so I Googled it. But here's the thing. Google didn't seem to have an official answer. It's just more guesses. So we went straight to the source. We emailed Nabisco. And the response we got a few days later shook us to the core. Here it is. Thank you for your interest in our Triscuit crackers. No business records survived, which specifically explained the origins or inspiration for the name Triscuit. But we do know the name was chosen as a fun derivation of the word biscuit. The try does not mean three. If you haven't done so already, please add our site to your favorites and visit us again soon.
Add the Triscuits website to your favorites?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, if you're listening to this, I hope that you guys go to Triscuits.com and add the website to your favorites.
If you haven't already.
It's so relatable.
If they haven't already.
These marketing people.
But if they haven't already.
Oh, right. They probably already have it.
They probably have it.
Can you make us your homepage if you could?
I mean, it is already. I don't know who doesn't have that.
Yeah. So you can check out our products. And when we got new products, like original Triscuits.
The ones with tomatoes in them or whatever?
Oh, yeah. They had those. The sun-dried tomatoes in them.
Okay. So the try does not mean three. How do they know what it doesn't mean, but not know what it does mean?
How do you not get what it means? I think I know what it means.
What do you think it means?
Try this skit. Try our
then
cracker.
Why isn't it T-R-Y?
I don't know. It probably doesn't look that good to put T-R-Y. So T-R-I looks way better than T-R-Y.
Well, good guess, but you're wrong.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
So also, no business records survived, quote unquote. What the hell happened at the Triscuit factory? Did the building explode? Did someone run out of the doors and yell, it doesn't mean three, right before perishing in a giant blaze? I was baffled and I couldn't stand not knowing. So I did a little sleuthing online and stumbled upon some early Triscuit advertisements. Take a look at these bad boys. There's some old ass advertisements that he found and he posted them.
Baked
and
by
it says,
electricity.
Triscuit, the electric baked biscuit.
What the hell are they
talking
about?
Baked by electricity by the Natural Food Co. in Niagara Falls.
With the plant.
And then it says Triscuit, baked by electricity. The Triscuit is the newest and perhaps the best creation of Natural Food Co. of Nicaragua Falls. How do we pronounce
that? Falls?
Niagara
Falls?
I mean, is it spelled that?
You said it right before. But and now you're saying Nicaragua Falls?
Well, because now it says Nicaragua.
Oh, yeah.
Now it says Nicaragua.
They wrote it weird.
I don't know.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Anyway, they also make the celebrated wheat biscuits. But Triscuits are to be eaten with cream fruit juices as toast with eggs and one other ways, each of which is fully and comprehensively explained in the neat little booklet which accompanies each package of genuine Triscuits. Triscuit is baked by electricity, the only food on the market prepared by this 1903 process, in neat packages, each 15 cents. If you buy two, they cost 25 cents. And then that's the end of the advertisement. So in the early 1900s, Triscuit was run out of Niagara Falls. Okay, yeah, so I don't know why did they
it's okay.
They print it that way.
Spread.
Okay, so Niagara Falls.
It's baked by electricity because they use a hydro
their
plant.
Their big selling point, being baked by electricity. They were the only food on the market being prepared this way in 1903. Look at the lightning bolts, and that's when it clicked. Electricity biscuit. The Triscuit means electricity biscuit.
That's absurd.
And then
why do I need to know
then
this?
Then he posted that, and then Triscuit confirmed it, and they added lightning bolts to their Twitter handle.
Do you know, I hope that you just replaced a very warm memory from my childhood with my brain hearing about fucking how Triscuits are, like what Triscuits means.
I think it pushes out other memories when you
too.
Have to learn new information.
I do too. So I hope I cherish that memory.
Me too, because that's hilarious. Now you don't get that memory.
Now it's gone.
I also think that way when people talk to themselves out loud in public places.
Yes.
Sometimes I overhear them and then their stupid ramblings are in my head now. Like where they're like, it's old middle-aged women do this the most, where they're like looking at birthday cards and like, Would she like that car? No. Karen. Oh, Karen loves dogs. Oh, my God. This is hilarious.
Why do they do that?
I don't know.
You're right.
But now I know that Karen loves fucking dogs, and I don't know what childhood memory I just lost.
True.
But I don't know. She
maybe
loves-
maybe you could can we lose a bad one, you think?
I probably have lost
I don't seem to be able to lose a lot of bad ones.
What bad one do you want to lose?
Well, probably one where I stole kids' toy. And then I had to take it back to his house. Those are lessons
you learn, so you have to keep those.
Yeah, but I feel the deep shame whenever I bring it up.
No, God wants you to keep those.
Yeah, true.
So you're not allowed to lose those.
Damn.
They'll erase like fun ones where like you got a bunch of candy at a pinata.
Why can't they erase my snake memory? That's the one.
No, it's
memory.
A lesson.
I have a terrible story, guys.
I think we've shared it on here before, but go ahead again.
Well, I'd be like 15 years old or some shit.
I think about this all the time. Yes.
We found a snake in our yard because
surely it's dangerous.
And we have a dog, so I was like, well, I hope it's not poisonous. I don't want it to hurt my dog. And so I killed the snake with a shovel. Mm-hmm. Like I cut its head off with a shovel. And then my sister, who's now a veterinarian, she's an animal lover big time. Mm-hmm. She came home and she checked it out and she's like, oh, it's just a garter snake, so it wouldn't have done anything. So I hate myself for this, and I think about it
all
the fucking
poor,
time.
Precious
animal. I really do hate this.
This really is your worst
memory.
I'm
not an animal herder at all. I love animals.
You are. You love animals.
I do love
Except
animals.
Except for that snake. That Except snake that would snake not be able to say that.
So, yeah. I don't know, man.
Why didn't you love me, Steve?
Oh, man. It's fine. I shouldn't reveal my true feelings.
You should never be vulnerable, ever.
No.
How dare you?
I can visualize it so well, and I hate myself when
I
you know what I mean.
I know. Sucks.
All for what? Like you're being a brave guy.
No, like what if it was a poisonous snake? And
I know.
It
I wish I
would have
checked first. You know, my sister wasn't home.
Intent is what matters.
Yeah. Well,
you were trying to protect your dog. You're a protector, as well as an animal lover, and you were protecting that other
Tell
animal,
it to the snake.
The animal that you loved.
Tell it to the snake.
Well, why that snake? That snake was in the wrong hood.
I know.
Wrong place, wrong time for that snake.
Yeah. I like to think it probably would have died anyway, real soon.
It was probably an old snake.
Yeah, older snake.
And I mean, its kids are probably sad, but did it leave behind a wallet with some photos of its
yeah,
kids?
Yeah, it did.
Damn.
Yeah, its name was Snake.
Aw. Yeah. That's fitting.
Yeah. It had $3 in it, so that was pretty cool.
Like, were they snake dollars or USD?
They're snake dollars.
Oh, well, then you can't. That's not that great.
Well, I mean, but for snakes, they're pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
So you trade with another snake?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's at least you got something out of it then. So you don't regret it?
No, I don't regret it at all.
Okay. The last thing that I have is so stupid that I need you to prepare your brain for it.
Okay.
Okay, so this one's also from Twitter. I was scrolling through Twitter, and I don't even follow any of these people. Just, do you know that like Twitter changed their kind of algorithm in the past couple years where it just shows like popular tweets in combination of who you follow?
Yes.
Okay, so like a lot of these are just people that it's a popular tweet I've never seen before. I have never seen the person before.
Okay.
So anyway, this popular tweet had 25,000 retweets and 218,000 likes. And it ended up in my home feed, and it says, "Do not let these women trick you into period sex. It's been 3 years, and I still dream about this bitch." And normally I would see that tweet and be like, I don't know what that means. Like, see, he's had sex with a girl while she was on her period, and he still loves her, I guess. But the fact that it had so many retweets and likes, I was like, something's going on with this tweet.
It's funny.
Like, okay, that's so, yeah, I had to investigate. Yeah. I had to be like, what are people commenting that they're like, are they like LOL or are they like, there's some shit going down? And while I was reading through all the comments, there were so many people that could relate because there's some sort of witchcraft associated with if you have sex with a girl while she's on her period, you have a spell cast on you and you're obsessed with her forever.
What?
Yeah.
What?
And you'll never be able to stop thinking about her.
No, it's because you don't understand what's happening. This is like when when doctors told me that Accutane can lead to suicide, and I'm like, no, you're talking to kids who have acne and they're riddled with it, and they fucking hate looking at themselves in the mirror, and they're already depressed. Like, You're talking about a guy who's willing to have sex with a woman on her period, which is considered disgusting to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, even the women.
Mm-hmm.
And but the guy has to be fucking super into you or super horny to do it in the first place. That's the whole point.
Right.
So he already is super into you.
Well,
to do the period sex with you. Duh.
There's a lot of guys that got trapped. They're like, I can never leave this woman.
What are they talking about? It's not because of that moment where they look down, their dick's covered in blood, and they're like, oh, I can never leave this
chick.
Well,
I can safely say.
You don't know what it's like to be a man.
I could safely say that Steve has begged to have sex with me on my period, and I don't want to do it, but I have done it, and he's very obsessed with me.
I'm obsessed with you, period.
Because of the period.
Oh, shut the fuck. I can't believe I gave you that.
I'm just kidding.
I can't believe I gave you that.
These are the jokes that you don't deserve,
but
you're getting.
These are accidental puns that I do that fucking drives me up the wall.
All right,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Folks. Sorry for that.
Okay,
one.
So I was like, what the fuck? I have never heard this before. But there were some girls that commented in here too, being like, yeah, I do witchcraft and this shit totally works. So then that led me down a rabbit hole to like be like, where did this fucking
start? Show me pictures of these
like,
girls.
I don't know if these, like, people use weird avatars, but, like, yeah, look at, like, this girl.
Okay, I can't really tell
idea.
If she's that hot or not.
Because
to
know.
Me, it's all about hotness. It's all about it. 100%.
Okay. Well, anyway, this led to seeing comments about the spaghetti trick that people had been posting on Facebook and Reddit. Apparently, this was, like, a huge trend or, like, something that, a post that blew up, like, several years ago because people... we're looking into this voodoo spell thing where women would put menstrual blood into spaghetti sauce and
what
supposedly
are you talking about?
Yeah.
No.
So supposedly
No.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Okay, it's fucking
No.
Yeah, so
no.
I go and read this Reddit thread, right? And I'm like, I gotta know now what the fucking spaghetti trend is. So people go and they were posting about how they heard about the spaghetti trick, and there are so many confirmations of women who put period blood in
their
man's spaghetti, and the men are like, they ended up marrying these guys, but now they're like, I don't know if the love is real now or if it's because of that bad thing that I did. I feel so guilty and I'm so ashamed of what I did.
Do not do this.
But I could never tell him what I did. And like, there's like a million comments being like, you're fucking disgusting.
Disgusting.
Right. And they're like, yeah, I feel disgusting. I can't believe it. It was a really low point in my life, but I read about this trend and then so I did it and then it worked.
And how'd
now,
they do it? They put it in a measuring cup?
No, they're
just
like
one cup of
period
blood.
They just take a little bit. Well, actually a lot of them won't explain the process because they're like, it's too graphic and I'm too ashamed. But like,
They lean up over the counter and haunch over the fucking
I don't even
want
to know. It's so disgusting to me. I can't even, and I'm pretty sure it's illegal. Like, I'm pretty sure putting bodily fluids in people's food and then.
Can we all just agree it should be illegal?
It should be illegal if it isn't already.
Illegal.
But yeah, there's some psychological things where they're like, okay, it worked, but also now I don't know if it's because of that or because we're really in love.
People
and
are
then,
the stupidest people on
and
earth.
And then there's girls that did it, and they're like, I don't even like this guy anymore, but I can't get rid of him because he's so in love with me.
People actually think their fucking period blood spaghetti made guys obsessed with them?
Yeah.
It's the stupidest shit I've ever heard in my life.
I put down this rabbit hole of reading people's stories. The disgusting ass fucking people putting...
You want to know what's actually disgusting?
What?
And... I know period blood spaghetti's pretty bad, but my mom put fucking grape jelly in her spaghetti sauce.
That's worse.
That's fucking
that's
right.
That's disgusting.
Disgusting.
Why the fuck did she do that?
Tell me about it. She loves it, though.
No, I need to know.
She says that it's the fucking shit for your spaghetti.
You know what?
It really makes everything good.
I can't hate on it, though, because like it's kind of a similar concept to pineapple on pizza. Like if you think about it, it's that like sweet fruit on top of...
But
marinara sauce and cheese?
I get pineapple on pizza.
Right?
I get it. I really do get it. And I think a lot of haters out there can just fucking chill for
Thank
a sec.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Can all fuck off.
Just
Steve
chill.
Had sex with me when I was on my period, and now he's got my back for life.
Listen, I don't like pineapple mushroom pizza. I straight up don't like it.
Well, you're...
I straight up think that the mushrooms ruin it. I straight up
You're
think
honestly
that.
Going to hell. You're a terrible human being.
I don't think
being.
I will. I
don't
you're
think a terrible
I will.
Human
I
being.
I did kill
you
a snake.
You killed a snake.
I did kill a snake.
And yeah, it's pretty bad. It shows.
No, but my... No, so... I get pineapple.
Yeah.
I don't get grape jelly in spaghetti sauce.
Me neither, especially since that's like processed with sugar and stuff.
But I will say my mom's spaghetti is very good, so it's kind of an enigma.
Do you taste the grape jelly?
No,
or?
Fuck no. You don't taste the grape jelly at all.
Well, these people didn't taste menstrual blood at all either.
See, so there you go.
And then also the girls are like, do I tell him? Like,
no.
I know, right?
Just don't.
Don't ever tell.
Just don't. You don't have to come clean about that, because you know what? There is no coming clean on that. You don't come clean there.
Nah.
Your
cum's definitely not clean.
No, you're outing yourself. Exactly. And you're outing yourself as being a fucking
also,
trash
if
person.
If I thought we were in love and then you told me some shit like that, like you put shit in my food and I ate it or whatever to make me fall in love with you, I would divorce your ass.
That's
psycho ass shit.
I sit you down. I'm like, hey, baby, I got to tell you something. I made you cum nuggets.
Yeah. I don't know what I would do, honestly.
Remember when I made you nugs that one night? They were cum nugs.
They'd be like, I know your cooking's pretty awful, so like, if I went back in my memory bank and you were like, yeah, that one chicken I made back in 2015, yeah. I'd be like, I mean, yeah, I guess. It was awful tasting.
I shot a load on the chicken before I gave it to you.
Yeah. It would make more sense, actually, if you had done that rather than you hadn't done that and it tasted the way it did.
Yeah, but guys are... listen. I think that women have an incredible ability to lie, unlike anything I've ever seen. I think guys are really bad at lying a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
Most times.
Yeah.
I can usually tell, especially watching reality TV, because that's like my whole fucking life right now. I'm obsessed with reality TV, love reality TV, right?
Yeah.
Everyone knows that about me. Okay. When I see a guy lie on reality TV, I immediately know he's lying. When I see a chick lie on reality TV, I'm like, damn, she's fucking good. And it usually works on me.
Well, we have to lie about coming all the time.
See, exactly. So. If you're a guy and you, or if you're a chick and you told me, hey, I made you spaghetti tonight, mm-hmm. and I'm sitting there, you can probably have a normal conversation with me. You know what a guy would be doing if he came in your spaghetti? He'd be sitting there and he's like, how do you like this spaghetti?
Oh my God.
Yeah, see, we can't
true.
Fucking handle it.
It's so true.
Yeah.
We'd have a look in your eye.
Yeah, we're
yeah,
the worst.
Like, the fuck did you do with spaghetti?
I picture Timothy De La Guida sitting there like, hey, how do you like the spaghetti?
I can picture that exactly.
Right? The shit-eating grin of our friend Tim. Yeah, but that kind of a thing, the guys are just the worst at, I think. And yeah, I know, okay, whatever. I'm not talking about sexism here. I'm talking about chicks are fucking good at this shit.
Well, also,
when I watch reality TV, bro.
Like, chicks are better at multitasking, which we found out during quarantine is very true.
If you're watching shit they don't tell you right now on YouTube.
I was like, Steve, because earlier, before this episode started, I asked him to hand me my water bottle, which was bright purple,
yes.
on the table. He handed me every other thing on the table besides my water bottle because our sound engineer, Mark, was talking to him.
Producer.
So he couldn't pay attention to what I was saying at the same time.
Yeah.
And so and he's like, I can't multitask. And I was like, can you pat your head and rub your stomach? And he
can't. Not really. I don't think I can pat my head and rub my stomach very well. I really can't. If you're watching on tubes, you can see how bad I am at it. Yeah, I can't do it, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's true. If I give Steve more than one task to do at a time,
I have to practice.
He can't handle it.
It's
rough.
His brain
explodes.
My brain. No, I go to 30 IQ if I have to do two things at once.
Yeah.
It's
amazing to me.
Yeah.
I hear that men are really like, I guess they're statistics, and these are all statistics.
True.
These are not like for every single man and every single woman.
Blah, 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 blah. You're boring out there.
Yeah.
You're boring.
You're boring. We're talking about statistically, men tend to be better at like
focusing
on one thing, like a specialist in one.
And chicks rock at multitasking.
Doing like surgery or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And girls are really good at multitasking. I just didn't know how much.
For sure.
Like the weight of that.
Well, some people are worse than others. Like my dad can multitask. I don't know how.
Mm.
I don't know why. Mm. I don't like it about him. Something I actually don't like about him.
Like what's an example?
He can juggle many different projects at once. Because he used to be a manager of a medical wholesale company.
Mm-hmm.
And so he would sell all kinds of products and shit from a wholesale warehouse. Very boring stuff. But I've seen him up close and personal. I used to work for him there, and I've seen him up close and personal multitasking, handling many different duties and all kinds of shit.
Is this a practice thing, maybe?
What are you talking about?
Maybe it's just a practice thing.
Yeah, probably.
Because, like, I mean, every server in a restaurant, you have to multitask, and there are many
True.
Male servers that could do it. I guess I've never observed them though. Like
yeah, but
maybe
you know
they're
who fucks up my order the most?
Male servers.
Male servers.
That's true.
Always.
That's so true.
They do that cocky ass shit where they're like, hey, oh yeah, I got it all right here. And I'm like, hey, you don't want to write that shit down? And they're like, no, I got it all right here. And then they fuck up the order.
You know what I would do? I'd always pretend to write shit down and make them feel more comfortable.
It does make me feel comfortable. Yeah. I don't know why. You could be scribbling fucking tic-tac-toe.
I think they, yeah, people that don't even at least pretend to write stuff down, I think they're just trying to brag.
They are, though.
I know.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, nah, I got it. And I'm like, dude, that was so many orders. And I'm like, yeah. we're all kind of a pain in the ass.
Yeah, like you got details like, can you put the dressing on the side and add walnuts but take out the raisins?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a pain in the ass sometimes. Same. Like that. I'm like, hey, can you take out all, like, I get the Cheesecake Factory, right?
Yeah.
I get that Asian chicken salad from the Skinnylicious menu.
Mm-hmm.
Love the Skinnylicious menu. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. Love it. I'm like, hey, remove wontons.
Yeah.
I want the mandarins, though, and I want extra chicken.
Yeah.
And they get it.
I know,
somehow.
And they always give me the salad because they think, well, obviously the girl's the pain in the ass.
True.
No, it's fucking Steve.
Yeah, I'm the pain in the ass.
And I also don't like salads. But they always think that I'm the one that ordered the salad.
They always give you the salad. It's sexism.
Sexist.
The inherent
waiters.
Sexism.
Yeah.
Even the chicks give you the salad.
I know.
Yeah.
They're like, well, you need it, lady. And I'm like,
hey,
excuse me, ma'am.
They're like, beer, beer. Here you go.
Well, this girl needs this salad.
And then they often hand me the bill, I will say, male and female.
Oh, I know. Even when it says my fucking name on it.
Yep.
It says Nicole.
Nicole.
Why are you...
On the card.
They're like, well, that's a very girly name, sir.
Hey, sir. Hey, girly.
Thank
hey,
you
Nicole.
For your patronage.
True.
Maybe they're just assuming you're not the bitch in their relationship.
Oh, but I am.
Yeah. Little do they know.
Oh, no, they don't know.
I feel like whoever ordered the salad, the other person is paying for the meal. So
I happen to like their salads.
You're just
a douche. Kidding.
I'm fucking with you.
I know.
Sometimes I like getting their vegan Cobb salad because it has so many things in it.
Yeah, but okay. So here's okay.
So I hate the green part of the salad. I just like all the things that go into a salad.
Those of you listening to us, does anybody work for Cheesecake Factory? Can they tell
us
what in the fuck
makes the salad so highly caloric?
We talk about this every time we go to Cheesecake Factory because
every time.
Me and Nikki look at the nutritional information of the meal that we are about to eat. Okay,
yeah.
And how in the fuck is a salad 2,000 calories or more? 2,700 calories, whatever?
It's the dressing.
No, but I get dressing on the side.
Mark.
Oh, wait. I guess maybe that would change it.
It's the dressing? That's it?
Yep. I've asked.
Okay, but like, okay, so there's two salmons. One salmon is on the Skinnylicious menu, and it has dairy in it. The other salmon is in the salad on the regular menu. It's the same amount of salmon, the same everything, and like, One is like 600 calories and the other one's 1,100 calories.
How do you answer that shit, Mark?
That is one of the great mysteries of the world.
It's a great mystery.
See? We'll never know.
Damn.
So maybe somebody at the Cheesecake Factory can clear that up for us.
So back to the menstrual thing, though. There is documentation in history that like certain tribes that practice voodoo magic, they would put menstrual blood into men's coffees. If they wanted to keep them as a soulmate forever.
Of course voodoo did some gross shit
well, no,
like
the,
that.
The spaghetti thing is voodoo too.
Voodoo, man.
All this shit is voodoo.
Voodoo is just voodoo one magic. Of those gross things, man. When you look at the doll and the way they pushed a pin into
it's weird.
It's fucking eerie.
All witchcraft is kind of eerie like that. You seen the movie The Craft?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. That's a sick movie.
Yeah,
I thought that brunette chick was so hot.
All of them were really hot.
Oh, no, but I thought the black hair chick was so hot.
Nev Campbell or the main one?
The main one, the bitch one.
The one that was in Waterboy?
Yeah. I thought she was fucking hot.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
She's really hot.
Yeah, it's because of her attitude, I think.
I liked her lips.
She had great lips.
Yeah.
She had great toot.
And then there's this thing, something I was looking up that like women are usually thought of as the weaker sex, quote unquote, with men having the great upper body strength. But women are at one time considered to be the more magically potent gender. This was due to their spiritual alliance with the moon, tides, and the earth herself. Here are some examples of proof that women's magic power. One, the ability to bring forth life from their bodies. Fucking magic.
It's
two,
not that magical. A lot of people do it.
Yeah, they're all women and they're all magical.
No, that's some bullshit. It's not magic if literally everybody can do it.
Not everybody. Can you do it?
No, but I'm talking about literally every chick can do it.
No, that's what I'm saying. It says
just
women.
About.
It says women's magic.
I know, but I'm trying to take it away from you.
No, you can't though, because it's like a whole gender. Like so, yeah. So yeah.
All right.
Women's ability to provide food from their bodies. Can you do that? No, you fucking can't because
you're
not magical.
Yeah, you can eat cum and it has nutritional value.
That's true. I'm wrong.
Thank you.
You could definitely if I die during childbirth, you could feed our baby cum.
I probably wouldn't do
it. That'll pass.
I wasn't saying that.
The society will not judge you.
I never said that.
No one will ever say a word.
Maybe I can make spaghetti.
Ew.
Dude, can I just say, you know what the real spaghetti trick is?
What?
I sometimes like—
Your palms are sweaty?
No. Sometimes
there's vomit on your sweater already?
No, fuck off.
Okay.
Sometimes— When we talk about food on the show, I crave that food, but now I don't want spaghetti ever again in my life.
Right, true. We've been eating a lot of spaghetti, too.
We have, during the quarantine.
Like, a lot of spaghetti.
Yeah. And now I'm done. I'm done with it.
I bought so much sauce, too.
You have a lot of sauce.
I'm kind of sick of it.
Yeah, I'm done with it now.
Yeah. Also, when women get together all at once, so they used to, like, think that cultures would send women off into the woods when they're on their period because it was gross or whatever. But it's actually because if the woman stays in the tribe, like while she's on her period, all the other women's menstrual cycles sync up and they become too powerful. And then they'll take over.
That
the
is
men.
Some bullshit
no,
if I ever
no,
heard
no,
of it.
No, it's true.
No, they just don't want to deal
women
with that
are
shit.
Are fucking magical.
Oh my God.
Deal with it.
Here we go.
Deal with it.
Here we go.
I'm a boss, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm a queen. I'm a goddess.
Okay.
And I need you to know.
I'm trying to keep
I
you down.
I need you to know that.
I'm trying to keep you down.
Well, obviously.
Obviously.
You are like, oh, everyone can make babies. Not everyone.
It's just a fun thing that I like to point out only because you and our friend Tiff love to point out that you guys can make life with your bodies.
I don't know if I can. I don't know. I've never done it.
Okay, true.
But I don't know if it's my fault or if it's like my man not being virile enough.
True. It could be that. It could be all my salads I'm eating at Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure it's the energy drinks rather than the salads.
I think it's the salads. I'll stop ordering those right away.
I think you should keep the salads.
Post-haste.
And maybe drink some water.
I've been drinking water. I drink a whole water right now. I just drink a whole water today.
Your ratio of water to Monster should not be
good.
1-to-1.
Yeah, it's not good.
No.
I'm fixing it, though.
Okay.
Part
well,
of my health
good.
Kick.
Anyway, anything you've been learning in quarantine?
I feel like I have learned a lot about the coronavirus during quarantine.
You're so boring.
Yeah, I know.
You're so boring.
I know. I'm sorry.
I feel like when...
But it changes all the time. Everything about the coronavirus is constantly shifting.
Yeah.
Like, so it's sort of useless information, like in a couple days.
Right.
Like what I learned on Monday is different than what I learned on Thursday, for example. So yeah, it's kind of useless.
Oh, I saw this other voodoo magic trick. Okay, on TikTok.
Yeah.
I don't know if it like knew I was looking at voodoo things on my browser or whatever, but it was kind of weird that it happened because I don't ever get voodoo things that pop up in my feed ever.
Yeah.
But this girl did like something. It was like some TikTok where you take like a cauldron of boiling water. It was just a pot of water. And she took like a candle that was like a pink candle. And it's like to see the first initial of your soulmate, you take the melted candle wax and you put it in the water and it forms a letter. And she was dating this guy named Chris at the time and it formed a letter G. And she really wanted that G to turn into a C. And so she kept trying to like shift the water and make it like turn into a C. But
oh
it didn't work and she ended up marrying some guy named Garrett.
That's funny as fuck.
Yeah. So.
No kidding.
Did she
dump this cat because she couldn't get it into a
C? No. They broke up. She really wanted it to work out, but the relationship was on the rocks.
Got it.
She did it because she wanted to see if they were supposed to be soulmates or whatever.
I like how she was like yelling at it.
Yeah, she was like, turn it to a C.
Turn it to a fucking C. Why?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, but I think that's way more interesting than reading about the fucking coronavirus.
Listen, what you just...
There's too much.
What you've mentioned in this episode has been a riot for me.
Yeah, right?
It's a riot. It's way better than all the fucking corona.
Jump into all these deep dives that people are doing because they're bored.
Yeah, I would rather fill my brain with this shit, frankly, than useless information that's almost null and void 9 days later.
The thing is, it's like it's not that I'm ignoring the news; it's that I have no control over
it
at all. So it's like I'd rather just chill in my house in isolation and read some stupid ass shit.
I love it. Hey, listen, that's what this show is all about for me.
And hopefully, you learned today to stay away from arsenic paint and.
Yes.
Triscuits are made from electricity.
And be leery of the color green. You know, when you see it, respect it.
Dude, I'm so weirdly connected to the color green. Like, Green Bay Packers is my favorite football team.
Yes.
I married a guy with the last name Green.
Yes. Rando.
I don't know what the third thing's going to be. It always comes in threes, but maybe money. I'm hoping money.
Yeah, money.
Money.
We should, yeah. Let's go for that one.
That'd be dope.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
I like that one more than the lead paint one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not painting anything green anytime soon.
Dude, I want to change our... the only room in our house that's green is our bathroom, and I fucking hate that bathroom.
Which bathroom?
The master bathroom. It's like
that's
all
green?
Yes.
You're shitting me.
It's olive green. What did you think it was? Gray?
I don't even know what color that bathroom is. In my head
oh
right
my
now.
Oh my God.
I know that the hallway's red.
Yeah.
But then your bathroom is white. It's not white?
No, it's fucking green.
It's green?
Are you kidding me?
Olive green?
Yes.
Is it seriously?
Yes. I fucking hate that bathroom.
What color is the other bathroom?
Orange.
That's orange?
Oh my God.
That's white.
Are you fucking with
no,
me?
No, I'm not. I swear. I swear.
I gotta go. Like, I'm hurt.
No, because I know our bedroom is very white.
Right.
You did a good job with that.
It's also
and then
black.
It's also got a black wall,
yeah.
Obviously.
I think that's the main color people see when they walk into our bedroom is black.
Well, that's not the main color I see because I'm usually facing the other wall.
Okay.
So the black is actually at my back.
Okay.
So I don't see the black very much.
You were scaring me, Green.
And I don't use your bathroom ever. So I really shouldn't know what color.
But you walk past, the doors are wide open.
That's
and
very true.
The lights are continuously on.
Yeah, but I respect your privacy.
The guest bathroom, you couldn't see that it was bright ass orange?
That's bright orange, is it really?
What the hell? It's definitely
it white.
Not white.
Well, I thought that the lights in there were very
what
orange.
What the hell? Oh my God.
I thought the lights are very orange.
I don't know if you're doing a bit or not.
I swear. I'm not kidding.
Because one time you were like, oh, I made her think I was colorblind, like red, green, colorblind.
Well, that was a whole different thing. That's a whole different spiel.
And now you're acting like you think green and orange are white.
This, I swear, is true.
This is
true.
The dumbest bit you've ever done.
It's not a bit, I swear. But I understand your mistrust. I've earned it.
Okay, the first thing I want you to do when we get home is look at those
bathrooms.
I can't
wait to look at it. I wish you had a picture on your phone, but it's fine.
I do, but I'll show it to you later
because
it's boring for the people out there.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
Well, thank you all for listening.
Thank you
all
for listening.
You guys are hunkering down and staying safe.
Hunkering down and staying safe.
And and I love the movie Flight.
The movie Flight.
It's the best movie.
You know the thing about the movie Flight is like at the end,
you're like, wow, if he didn't take the cocaine.
If he didn't take the cocaine,
could he have landed the plane?
Been able to land the plane safely? And that's something that I want you all to think about.
I love that part of it.
I love that you leave that movie not like you have to figure that
out. You're like, is it thanks to the cocaine? And that is a really bold
and the
choice.
And if he didn't balance it out, because if he was just drunk and didn't have the cocaine.
And didn't even it out.
The world may never know.
We'll never know.
Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode, should they don't tell you. I hope you're having an okay time in quarantine. We love you guys. Stay safe out there. Tune in next week. Also, we do bonus episodes on our Patreon, patreon.com/sticky. We also have been doing extra live streams just because everybody's stuck at home anyway.
Yep.
And that was really fun. We all played Jackbox
so
on the last
fun.
One.
We played Jackbox with
it
each
was
other.
Hella,
it was
hella,
a
hella,
riot.
Hella fun. Anyway, we'll see you next time. Bye.